everybody. I hope you enjoyed that political ad from friend of the podcast, Ron DeSantis. Remember to get to the polls this upcoming election season and, you know, keep woke out of Florida.
Yeah. Exercise your right to vote, my fellow.
He said, keep woke out of Florida. You know what I really hate? I hate how white people have taken over the term woke.
And you know, somehow... It was liberal white people first, and they were using it all wrong, and then Republicans.
Damn, like, it was really liberal white people fucked it up, took it from us, thought they was doing something that they was supposed to do, and then the conservative white folk and the racist white folk just took it and ran with it, and here we are. I don't even know what they really think woke is.
This is why we should keep our slang off of social media.
We really should keep it off of Twitter, because only people like Janice could reach our slang off of Twitter. The fake ones reach it on Twitter. People like Janice can reach it in her personal life, because she has her headset on and she's listening to what Black folk are saying
behind the scenes. I'm listening to 5 different conversations right now. They're being transcribed from Twitter.
Being transcribed.
No, I can be hip.
I'm listening. Ops? Did he just say ops? What are ops? Google it right now. What are ops? What are ops?
No, listen. So something I saw on the internet that really annoyed me was this dad. He was like, you know how like middle-aged and older people always think it's funny to make fun of like young slang for some reason? I don't know why they think that's funny.
So it's like corny. Keegan. It's like Keegan.
But he's endearing and he does it. But this guy, he was cringy with it. Like, he was playing a teenager in Target or whatever, and his mom told him he couldn't get some, and he was like, you're an op. I was like, that made me cringe so hard. That you should not know that word. Like, I hate that.
But he doesn't know it. He's heard it.
True. True.
He's heard it, but he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Okay, what's funny, like these suburban people, they get our slang like 7 years late and then
white people, like the white suburban folk, they get all of our music and the slang 4 or 5 years later, and they just now start saying it after we're done with it. Like, I remember back then when Young Jock came out with It's Going Down, they got on it after about 3 years after we was done with it.
Yeah,
it's scary. And like, they still doing it.
They discovered no cap like 2 years ago.
Oh, God. And
like, me and people I know have been using it for like 10 years.
Let me ask you guys a question. What if they actually caught on the same time that you caught on?
And they
would
hit
that
it?
Be better?
And they knew what they was talking about, though?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be tripping.
Okay, but if they didn't, you would obviously be mad.
Yeah, like, yeah. If they knew what they was talking about and they caught on it in a timely manner like we do, that means that they're not being fake. They're just around us. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah, I see what you mean. But it's when they use it as a joke, too, that really bothers me. Because, like, that's just how we talk. But it's funny to them.
And they don't even, like, take a second to really understand what it means. They just, like, go to make fun of it first thing. It's kind of fucking annoying.
I mean, it's literally like with the whole woke thing. They have no idea what woke means. Like, woke was a thing that was invented for Black people to be like, hey, yo, stay woke. These white people, they be tripping. They don't look at it like that. Woke for them is about liberals, not about what Black people think of it. So it's... And Twitter, because of Twitter, we don't gatekeep enough. We don't, as the Gen Zers would say, we don't gatekeep enough.
No, we really don't. We should start gatekeeping more. But I've also noticed on TikTok, I've seen like non-Black people use the phrase invited to the cookout.
Wait a minute, are you serious? Non-Black people use it?
Yes, I've seen white people comment that, like, oh, so-and-so's invited to the cookout. I was like, there's no way you really know what that means, because that doesn't make sense for you to say. Like, it's the cookout you're talking about is a cookout you're not invited to.
White people are saying that?
Yes.
Oh my God. Build that wall, you know what I mean?
I'm trying to think. What would they even be thinking what that saying means?
They probably
Barbecue.
Like, Yeah, like you're invited to the party or whatever because you're cool.
You're invited to 4th of July.
Nigga, they really thinking about the 4th of July.
But like, they don't get that the reason we say that is because there are certain white people that are different from the majority of people. And like, they're invited, but the rest of y'all aren't.
Right. They're really thinking about bringing green bean casserole to the cookout. And I know how much Ja'Cory loves green bean casserole, so.
I actually do.
I know. You've said it before.
Both sides of my family make green bean casserole, so.
Both sides?
I wouldn't be mad.
Janet, I wouldn't be mad if they bring it.
I wouldn't be mad.
I like some broccoli and cheese casserole, though.
I like it when they make that cornbread pudding.
What? Mm, I do fuck with cornbread pudding, now.
I know. Well, get on it.
Ja'Cory's like, wait a minute, what?
Hold on.
I know how one side of Ja'Cory's family, they love macaroni and cheese as a main course.
I picked it up from them. I have two boxes of Kraft in my cabinet right now.
Why? Why, Ja'Cory?
It's good.
Why
it's
not?
It's a good
snack. Mac and cheese.
No. What? No.
It's a good snack.
You know, just for that...